You're listening to SBS News.
6 weeks out from Christmas, with large swathes of the country in drought, Foodbank was facing the prospect of having its budget almost halved. A charity that feeds more than 700,000 people a month, it was facing a cut of more than 250,000 a year. But just a day after that announcement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has gone on Twitter to say, after a wave of public outrage, the decision has been reversed. Foodbank Chief Executive Brianna Casey has welcomed the news.
This is a massive relief for Foodbank. We had been extremely concerned by the announcement last week that our funding had been so substantially cut. We are very pleased that the Prime Minister has intervened this morning. This is a very sensible decision.
On his Twitter feed, Mr. Morrison announced he would increase the overall food relief budget by $1.5 million over the next 4.5 years to maintain Foodbank's current funding. The charity provides 67 million meals a year to needy Australians and delivers essentials like rice, bread and vegetables to struggling families, particularly in rural, drought-affected areas. A government decision to add an extra two charities to the payroll had originally meant a 40% reduction for Foodbank. Initially, Mr. Morrison had said the move would promote better service.
The overall level of services that have been provided for food support is exactly the same. Now, what that means is we had a competitive process tender on who could best deliver these services. Instead of doing, you know, one organisation, there are now three.
But the opposition disagreed with the move. Opposition leader Bill Shorten called it a serious error of judgment.
This is a disaster. I say to Mr. Morrison, your government never fails to surprise me, but even this change, this cut, is really, really, really mean and foolish.
An online public petition calling for the decision to be reversed gained over 30,000 signatures in 24 hours. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has told Sky News the government's move to reverse it is the right decision.
But this is going to really help this $1.5 million addition over 4.5 years for those people, particularly in rural and regional areas, as you say, to get some food on the table. As you say, many people are struggling with cost of living, and the right decision has been made. Pleased that it's been taken, and that's what good government does.
It marks the second time in a month the government has reversed a funding decision that would have meant a loss to a welfare organisation. In late October, it was revealed the government's new funding model for a homeless and disadvantaged children's charity would leave recipients with half the amount of support they usually receive. The change would have taken $1.3 million from the budget of the charity provider Youth Off the Streets and left the group $630,000 in arrears. But following public outrage, the Education Minister agreed to secure the charity's funding until 2019 and remove the debt. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.